Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 1, He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, and to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." I want to preach this morning for a little while. I've got to be our help on the shepherd and the flock. The shepherd and the flock. Now we look at this and we see the shepherd. And I think everybody knows who the shepherd is. The shepherd is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the shepherd. You say, why did you emphasize it like, Pastor? Because there's only one shepherd. Amen. And that shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And thank God for that, don't you? And there's a flock that he talks about here. Who is this flock? It's God's people. Amen. That's who the flock is. Look over in Psalms chapter number... Well, I'll look. You don't have to. Psalms chapter number 100. And the psalmist says this in chapter 100, verse number 1. He said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Why? Because there's something to be rejoiced about. He said, "Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us and not ourselves. We are His people." Now watch this. "And the sheep of His pasture." So we see some things here. We see that the Lord is God. I believe that, don't you? Amen. That He made us. Amen. Oh, you know, in the garden, a handful of dirt, He made Adam, He put him to sleep. First anesthesia, knocked him in the head, put him out, took a rib out of his side. That's the only way you get his attention. Amen. That's the only way you get a hold of men, a man's attention. Praise God, pump him up the head. And put him to sleep, knocked him out. Praise God. Then He took a rib out and made woman. So God made us. Praise the Lord. And not we ourselves. He said, we are His people. Praise God. We're His. That means we belong to God. Amen. We're not our own. Amen. Praise God. We are those that belong to God. You say, well, what about this lost world, Pastor Jeff? What about everybody out there that's lost? You still belong to God. Everything, praise God, in this universe belongs to God. And God gives out as He proportions as He will. A lot of people say, well, preacher, they can't have this and they can't have it. Sure they can. If God wants to give it, praise God. That's just like a little nation of Israel. God gave that to those people. And praise God, it's theirs. Amen. Because it's God's to give. Praise the Lord. He said that they're His sheep and they're in His pasture. He said, "Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." That sounds like the kind of God I want to serve. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that it's all true. It's all faithful because He is a faithful God. And His truth is enduring. Amen. So we can put our faith and trust in Him. We can count on Him, knowing that He will make a difference in our life. He'll help us along the way. He's not a whole lot of that assurance that we can have outside of Him. Amen. Now listen, every one of us would like to be friends to people. Every one of us would like to be able to help where we can. And there's a whole lot of us. Most of us will make promises. But let me just tell you, this side of eternity, there's a lot of times those promises we just can't keep. Sometimes something comes up beyond our control and we don't keep our promises. But God has made a promise to us that He would be continually our shepherd. He would continue to lead us and love us and help us, praise God, in all the things that a shepherd does. He says, sheep will follow the shepherd. He said, we are His flock. Amen. But he tells us that we got to beware of strangers. Amen. We got to beware of strangers. Look at verse number 5. He said, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. Why? Why would they flee from a stranger? He said, for they know not the voice of strangers. It's an unfamiliar voice. Amen? You can hear those voices all over the world now. Unfamiliar voices as ever. Unfamiliar things, praise God, that just don't seem right. Amen? And so if it don't seem right, it don't sound right, praise God, it's probably not right. We got to, and he says, those that love the Lord, seek His Spirit, he said, those will flee from that. God's sheep ought to stay away from those things. Ought to stay away from strangers, praise God, who don't speak right. Amen? Praise God. Said, we're to beware of strangers. We're also to beware of thieves. Amen? I can't stand a thief. I fuss all the time at the house because I have to keep all my little buildings locked up so that people don't carry stuff off. It's aggravating. Shouldn't have to do that. And then every time you need something, you run up to the building, you got to dig out your keys and unlock the door. Amen? And you lock it back a few minutes later, you got to dig out and unlock it again. He said, be aware of thieves. Look at verse number 8, or number 1. Brother, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Amen? He said, there's only one way to get to the Lord, praise God, and that's to come through the door. And Jesus Christ is that door. Amen. Only one way, praise God, to get things is to come into a place, praise God, that belongs to you. If it belongs to you, praise God, other people ought to stay out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Used to, you could leave the church door unlocked, praise God. People would come in and worship and pray and leave the church just as they found it. Amen. But he said, there's so many thieves and robbers, there's so many wickedness, so much wickedness in the world today, you can't leave it unlocked. If you come back, there would be graffiti everywhere, it'd be tore all to pieces because of evil. Said, we got to beware of those thieves, those things that would steal from us, that would take away the heritage that we have. We've got a great heritage here in these mountains, youngins. God bless your sweetheart. We've sat in churches. We've sat under good gospel preaching. We've sat under the power of the Almighty God. We've sat under the Spirit of the Lord doing wonderful and marvelous things for us. Amen? But if we ain't careful, those thieves, those robbers will sneak in and they'll take it away from us. Amen? Praise God. So we got to beware of strangers. Amen. Verse number 8 said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But sheep did not hear them. Amen. He said, those thieves and robbers you don't listen to. He said, well, let's go over here. Let's do this. Listen, young people, you need to be careful because there's a whole lot of thieves and robbers out there that want to stay, that want to steal away your virtue. They want to steal away your rights. They want to steal away, your compassions. They want to steal away, that discernment that you have that comes from God. They'll want to point you in all kinds of different directions. Praise God, but I tell you, you better stay with God. Don't ever follow those thieves. Sheep don't listen to their voices. Amen? What do you do, Pastor, if you tune them out? You said, you might as well go on. I ain't listening to you. Amen? Hey, I found out if you just help me, say, look, go on. I don't want to hear it. Amen? But most of the time, they'll go on, not bother you no more. Except the devil. The devil don't do that. The devil just keeps gnawing at you. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. There's a shepherd, praise God, over the flock. And that he keeps watch day and night. And he's there to help us. He's there to help you and me, praise the Lord. He's there to give us the encouragement we need to fight the wiles of the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. So we've got to beware of thieves. Amen. Beware of strangers. Beware of thieves. Beware of the hirelings. Amen. Listen to what he says, verse number 12. He said, but he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. Amen. He said, not only be aware of the strangers, not only beware of these thieves, he said, but beware of hirelings. Amen. These places, people that come in and they say, oh, you know, how great it is and how much I love you and how much I care for you. And I'd do anything in the world for you. And we got to be careful. We got to be vigilant because the Bible says that there's an adversary as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. They come in when When the going gets tough, they get going. Hello? Did you know that the average pastorate now in the United States of America is 2 to 2.5 years? Amen? You know what they do? They come in and they tell their stories and they tell their tales and they stir up a crowd. Hello? They stir up a crowd of crazy. When all the stories, when all the tales begin to get old, they don't have nothing else. Amen. Praise God. And they're in it, praise God, to get what they can get. And it's just a false thing. They're hirelings. They don't care about the flock. When things get tough, when it gets down to the nitty gritty, where you got to get down and dig, where you got to figure out whose side you're on, when you got to determine just how much you love that flock, praise God, most of them just get gone. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad. That there's a true shepherd, and his name is Jesus. Praise God. He said, but those hirelings, they'll take off. They'll get gone before you know it. They'll be gone. But the Bible says Jesus is that good shepherd. Amen. He knows his sheep. Hello? He knows it. Look at verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd. How do we know he's the good shepherd? Because he said so. Amen. He said so. If Jesus said it, praise God, you got to believe it. Amen. He said, and I know my sheep. Amen. Think about that this morning. He said, I know my sheep. If you want, hey, listen to me. If you're a child of God this morning, Jesus knows all about you. You ain't hiding nothing from him. Amen. You won't conceal it. You won't keep it hid. He knows it. He knows you. He says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. And he said, and am known of mine. He said, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I know who Jesus is, praise God. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's my shepherd, my chief shepherd, the great shepherd of my soul. Well, I thank God for that. Amen. He goes on and says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen? So you see the difference here. The good shepherd, praise God, he's there to protect the sheep. He knows his sheep. The good shepherd knows you and me. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. I don't understand why we can't talk to him more. Hello? He's listening. He's got a head up, got an ear down. Amen? Praise God, he wants to hear from us if we'll speak to him. Praise his name. What a God we serve. A good shepherd. That's Jesus. He's the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. In other words, he has an intimate relationship with you. Amen. Whether we have with him or not, that's up to us. Hello? Now, this is elementary. This is as simple as you can get. Amen. But we're going somewhere this morning. We're talking about the shepherd and his flock and the flock. Amen. Praise God. See, when we look at this thing and we look at this hireling, we see that Jesus is different. Jesus is not like these strangers. Amen? Praise God. These strangers, they're not there. Praise God. They're not the ones that help you. They're not there to protect the sheep. They're not the ones there that to keep them out of harm. He says in John chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says this. He said, well, verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. That is life without end. Now, I don't know about you, this side of glory, amen, our life will fizzle out one day. Amen? But he says, I give you life, eternal life. That's life that lasts forever. Said, they shall never perish. That word means to be made useless and no account, of no use. Amen? He said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Praise God. We're God's. We're Lord Jesus Christ. We're the shepherd. We've been put in his hand, glory to God, and he holds on to us. He keeps us. I'm glad I don't have to keep myself. Josh, I'd be struggling today if I had to keep me straight. Amen. Between myself and my wife. Amen. I could never keep me straight. I can never straighten nobody else out because I ain't straight. Amen. I'm crooked as a dog's hind leg. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that lives down in my soul and gives me help, praise God, day by day, straightens me out and puts me on the right path. And I'm in his hand, glory to God. Amen. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now here's reinforcement. He said, I and my Father are one. Praise God. We're getting this thing just getting stronger and stronger. So you have the shepherd that's a shepherd of the sheep, and you have that strength that's just continue to grow. Amen. But we see that Jesus is different from that hireling when it comes to strangers. He's different from that hireling when it comes to thieves. Amen. The Bible said that he gives his life for the sheep. He laid down his life for the sheep. A hireling won't do that. Verse 11 said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that way? He didn't only say that, he did that. He did that on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He laid down his life for the sheep. Praise his name. What a Savior. What a Lord. Amen. We see how danger comes. Amen. But he lays his life down. He stands in front of danger. And the danger comes and the hireling, he runs away. Amen. He's a coward. Amen? He's a coward. He won't stand up. He won't stand true. The hireling, praise God, when push comes to shove, he hits the trail. He runs. Amen? He goes somewhere else to deceive and destroy, tear down there. Amen? But praise God, he's a God of heaven. And he's a Lord called Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, friends. There's no run in Lord Jesus. There's no run in Jesus, praise God. He stands fast and true, praise God. He stands strong. He come one time to live as the Lamb of God and be sacrificed for the sins of the world. But I want to tell you today on the authority of the Word of God that he stands strong today. He stands still today. He stands, praise God, like he's the strength of him has never been as strong as it is now. Amen. You see things happening all around us this morning. It's crazy. It's like the world's lost their mind. But Jesus Christ, praise God, is standing strong. He's not running. He's not afraid. He's not trying to figure it out. The Lord knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need. And he tells us here, praise God, that he is the good shepherd. He's that one that'll stand the test. You say, what do we need to do? We need to put our trust in the good shepherd. Amen. Put all our trust, all our faith in the good shepherd. Why? Because he leads you. Praise the Lord. When you're out there in the wrong field, he leads you into the right field. Amen. There's a wrong field out there. There's a field that's full of corruption, praise God, in the world today. Verse number 3, he said to him, the potter openeth and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Amen. The Lord's a calling us by name. He's leading us, praise God. He's leading us out of this world. He said, come out from among them, be ye separate, glory to God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad there's a separation between us and this world. I'm glad I don't have to get caught up in it. Hey, this is not my home. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm a passing through. I'm a looking for a city like old Abraham, whose builder and maker's God. One of these days, praise the Lord, I'm going to stroll up on those streets of glory. Glory, hallelujah, what a day that'll be. Amen. What do we do? That's we get to go out of here in the rapture and all of us just show up there about the same time. Amen. Praise God. Say, come on, we're going. The Lord said, come on, we're going in. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. It'll be an exciting time. All the cares and anguish of this world, praise God, will be dropped off, be left behind, and we'll be safe in the presence of the Lord. That good shepherd. Good shepherd, praise God, who leads his people out. Praise the Lord. Leads his people out. Leadeth them out. Verse number 4 said, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. So he said he takes his sheep, praise God, and he puts them out. He brings them out. He draws them out. He draws us out of the world. He draws us out of the sinfulness. He draws us out of the adversity. He draws us out of those things that would so easily beset us. He puts His feet upon His foundation. He leads us with as the good shepherd. Praise God, leading our hearts, our minds, touching our souls, giving us direction, praise God, so that we come out victorious, shouting His name. The psalmist said we ought to be praising Him, offering up thanksgiving, giving Him glory for all that He does. Because He does it for me and you. I mean, He goes before you. Praise the Lord. That's why He said verse 4, He goes before you. Amen. In other words, He leads you. How does He lead us? He leads us by His Word. Amen. Amen. Listen to what I said. Verse number 4. He said, And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Let me ask you a question this morning. Don't raise your hand. Has the Lord ever spoke to you? Talked to a fellow the other day, and he said, Pastor, I just don't understand it. People's all the time saying that the Lord speaks to them, and He's never spoke to me. Amen? He's not talking about speaking in that audible voice, but He's still talking about that still, small voice of the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. Amen. Have you ever read your Bible? Hello? If you've ever read your Bible, that's God Almighty and Jesus Christ speaking to you. He give us this. He give us these Bibles. He even got it today to where we have that red writing. Man, you know what that red writing is? That's the words of Jesus Christ. He gives us that, praise God, because the shepherd had taken care of the flock. The shepherd trying to give us that good word. Amen. He leads us out. He leads us by His Word. I just wonder today if we're really following. Amen. We're so busy and we're going in so many different directions. Whoever just stopped to think and to listen to what God's trying to say to us. I had a person tell me the other day, said, you know, I really appreciate the Lord. I appreciate all that He's done for me. He's done so much. He's good all the time. And I said, well, you ought to come to church. You ought to, you know, bring your youngest church. You ought to come to church. He said, well, I would, but I ain't got time. I'm like, whoa, what? You just got telling me how good, how you love the Lord, how good God is, but you don't have time for Him. Amen. The shepherd of the flock, praise God, and he's your shepherd if you're a child of God, but you don't have time for the shepherd. You don't have time to listen for Him. You don't have time to hear Him. If you don't have time to hear Him, you surely don't have time to eat Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We better be careful. One of these days, there's going to be a shout and a trumpet to come up hither, praise God, if we ain't very careful. Amen. I wonder about folks. I was talking to a fellow this morning, and I told him, I said, I wonder about folks. Dr. Ralph Sexton Sr. said years ago in his church, he told him one Sunday night, he said, I believe that 80% of you sitting here this morning are lost. Amen. Are lost. Have never got in. Never allowed that good shepherd, praise God, to be the shepherd of your life. He was looking for fruit. Amen. The shepherd is always looking for fruit, praise God. He leads you by His Word. We got to listen. Got to listen to what He said. In verse number 9, He says He leads us in and leads us out. He says, I am the door. He says, that's how you get in. You get in by the door. For all these thieves out here, you get in by the door, amen. You don't kick it in, you don't break it in, you don't cut the lock off, amen. He said the porter opens unto him. Praise God. Listen to what he says, verse number 2. He said to him, he said, but he, verse number 2, he said, he that entereth in by the door is the sheep, a shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper, praise God. But he said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, he calls his own by name and leadeth them out. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord Jesus Christ, He is that door. Amen. He's the way to go in and out. Find pasture. Verse number 9, He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Hello? Jesus, I'm the door. So if you'll come to me, trust in me, believe in me, rely on me, adhere to me, He said, you will be saved. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. He said, you shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, you'll go into the fold. He said, you'll come to a place of help. You'll come to a place of hope. You'll come to a place of protection when you need protecting. Amen. inside the fold, praise God. There's help, hope, and protection for those that will come. Praise God. But then he said, I'll lead you out. He said, I'll lead you in, so I'll lead you out. You say, Pastor, I just don't understand that. Well, let me just explain it to you. He leads you in and out to safety, hope, praise God, and protection. But he leads you out, praise God, into that place of spiritual nourishment. Amen. We ain't got enough sense. Hello? As God's sheep, sheep ain't very smart people. I mean, ain't very smart animals. Amen. They're not. They're not very smart. Amen. You can put them somewhere and else. They was no sheep. When I worked for a fella, it kept aggravating us. We was working on his barn. It kept aggravating us. So a friend of mine said, I know what to do with her. He said, I took her up there in the old cattle trailer and he picked her up and set her down on her bottom. Do you know on a sheep there's a cutoff button on their bottom? You set that thing on there. That's what they do when they shear them. And that thing sits right there, just like it paralyzes them. Amen. And she sat there forever, just left her there in the trailer. And in a little while, amen, probably a pretty good while, she began to wiggle just a little bit and got back down on her feet and bounced up, and there she went. Amen. Praise God. But he takes his sheep, praise God, and he brings them into a place of spiritual nourishment. Verse number 9, he said, I am the door. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He brings them to that place of nourishment. A place if we don't have it from the Lord, the shepherd, they'll starve to death. Amen? Are you hearing me? If we don't have nourishment from the Lord, you'll starve to death as a child of God. I've got goats at the house. Now, goats is worse sheep. Goats are hard-headed. But they're creatures of habit. When we started having baby goats this spring, early summer, I've got a little lot below the house, and I call it my nursery. And so as they were born, I would take the mama and the little baby into that nursery, place of safety. I've got a woven wire fence around it, got electric fence around the woven wire fence, and inside of all that, I've got a four-strand electric fence, amen, for protection. So nothing can get... And I put them in there so they'd be protected, so they'd be safe. Amen? After about 2 or 3 weeks, then as they get a little bigger, then I open that gate up and I let them go out into the big pasture. I open the gate up, and guess what they do? They just in there look at me. And I call them. I say, come on, Belle. Come on, Yoda. Come on, Spot. Come on. Come on, you can come out. You know what they do? They come out. They hold my voice. Praise God. And they come to where I'm at. But I turn around and I go back to the house. You know what they do? They turn around, go back through the gate, and go back into their little lot. Amen? That's what they do. And I go, you crazy things. Look all this out. And they're out there picking on this little bit that they picked over before. I said, you've got this great big field. But they ain't... I haven't showed them that. So they're staying right where I put them. Them little babies don't even come out of the little pasture. They said, this is where we were born. This is where Mama had us. This is where Mama's told us to stay. And they stay right there. I had to go out and call them out and literally take one of them and by the collar and lead her around out of the nursery, down beside the nursery, down into the other field. And I turned her loose, and she stood there for a minute like, wow, this is big. Amen? And then she went to just picking like a crazy thing. And then I had to go back and get the others and bring them out. I had to call them out. Amen? And they come out and pray. And I put them in that place where they could get nourishment. See, that's what God's doing to the church today. He's calling us out, and he's calling us in, puts us out where we can get nourishment. Spiritual nourishment, so we can grow in our faith. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what He's doing. That's what Christ does. He said they'll go in and out, and he said they'll find pasture. They'll find those sweet grazing places. Now, sheep eat a lot of grass. Goats eat everything else and then the grass. They'll climb the trees. They'll eat the bushes. They'll eat your flowers. Amen. Tree fell at the house and fell across in my neighbor's yard. She said, Jeff, I hate to bother you, but a tree fell across the creek. Your fence is down. And said, I said, okay, I'll try to get it. She said, I'm afraid your goats will get out. She's afraid my goats get out because they will eat everything in her yard. Amen. They will eat everything in her. They'll start with the bushes and the shrubbery, and then they'll eat the flowers, and then they might nibble on the grass. Amen. That's what they do. Because that's their nourishment. That's what goats do. But they when they're let out, praise God, when they're showed those green pastures. You know why we don't see a whole lot of green pastures? Because we're not looking to the shepherd. We're not allowing the shepherd to lead us out in those clear, clean pastures by those clear, still waters of Psalm 23, where He'd have us to be nourished, amen, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. See, there's a whole lot of places today where you can get nourishment. There's a lot of churches. Buncombe County is just loaded with them. I forget how many churches there are just in Buncombe County. Amen. We price a dozen, two dozen of them getting here on Sunday morning. We drive by them. Amen. But they may be dozens and dozens, thousands, hundreds of churches, but there's only one flock, and that's the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Either we're part of the flock or we're not. Those people that we know in relationships, our friends and loved ones, either they're part of the flock or they're not. Amen. Either they're in the fold or they're not. Amen. Praise God. And it's there's one flock, praise God. There's one shepherd. There's only one shepherd. There's only one that we should listen to. There's a whole bunch of people that's shouting and hollering and trying to get your attention. But there's one shepherd, and His name's Jesus. He's trying to lead us. He's trying to show us the way He'd have us to go. Amen. Sometimes, hey, listen, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes that's a hard road to travel. But Jesus has promised He'd be there with you. Amen. Praise God. He'd be there to help you. He said He'd not put on you more than you bear, but with it He'd make a way of escape. He'll be that help, praise God, when we need Him. Because He is the shepherd. He's that great shepherd, chief shepherd. He's the shepherd of our souls. So there's one flock. There's one Savior. One Savior, the shepherd and the flock. Amen. Praise God. He brings it together. Why? Because he said the shepherd and the flock is seeking other sheep. Hello? This is where we come into play. He's seeking other sheep for His flock that He's calling unto Him. Verse number 16. He says, other sheep I have which are not of this flock. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. He said, there's other flocks out there. Praise the Lord. He said, there are not these others, they sheep that's not of this fold. Now what he was talking about the Jew and the Gentile. Amen. The Jew and the Gentile. And he said, there's other sheep that need to get in. Ain't you glad He made a way for you to get in? Amen. As a little sheep to come unto the Lord? To be saved, praise God, by His marvelous grace. Birthed into the family of God. Called into that fold, that place of help and hope and protection. Amen. By the Lord Himself. Praise His name. He said there'll be one fold and there'll be one shepherd. These other sheep. It's our responsibility to go out there and compel them to come in. Amen. The Lord Himself said, go in the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in. That my house, that is called by my name, might be full. Amen. Praise God. Because there's a good shepherd. Amen. And there's one flock. Praise the Lord. And there's one fold. Place of safety, encouragement. And He said, we need to find our way there. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. But we know who holds tomorrow. We have a Savior. We have the porter, which is the type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It moves upon our hearts and points us to the door, which is Jesus Christ Himself, that great shepherd. Amen. The shepherd of the flock. Or you might say the shepherd and the flock. That's what makes a difference in the world today. the shepherd, Jesus Christ, and the flock, those that follow Him, those that hear His voice, those that knows His voice. When He calls us by name, I said a minute ago, we say sometimes that we don't know, say we've never heard the voice of the Lord. Yeah, but they still, a small voice sometimes just speaks to my heart. And He says, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Like my mother used to, Jeffrey Douglas. And I'm like, yes, Lord. Amen. When Mom said, Jeffrey Douglas, you better be paying attention. Because the next thing you'd be getting a frailing. Praise God. But God's speaking to us, youngins. God wants to. He wants to talk to us. He wants to encourage us. Because He's the shepherd. And we are His flock. Amen.